I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR Wildlife Resources Report. It's been several years since three old dams were taken off the West Fork River in north-central West Virginia, and the DNR is monitoring the progress of fish there in the wake of that action. And so far, results are pretty promising. We'll talk about it coming up after this. The three dams were removed under the watchful eye of the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service because they had become a liability to the Clarksburg Water Board. They'd been there for nearly 100 years, and nobody was really sure what impact their removal would have on the aquatic habitat and the species of fish. Dave Wellman, fisheries biologist in that part of the state for DNR, says they've been monitoring a 10-year study.
Focusing on how the habitat changes over time and how the fish community changes. And when we're looking at the fish, we're just not looking at sport fish. We're looking at all fish, whether it's minnows, different types of suckers, and what have you. We're focusing our efforts to see how that fish community changes over time in response to the removal of dams.
And so far, he says the results have been pretty promising.
And what we've seen so far has been a very positive reaction to the dam removal in terms of the habitat is going back to a free-flowing river. It has gone back to a free-flowing river. You're seeing riffles where you haven't seen riffles in nearly 100 years. The sediment is being moved out, so you're getting much more of your hard bottom with your rocky substrate, more of your gravel, cobble-type substrate.
And that's helping with the spawn. Forage fish particularly had a gigantic spawn way up last year from the first couple of years and well beyond what Wellman or anyone expected. And he said that's also serving the more commonly talked about fish as well.
If you're concerned about sport fish, we're seeing flathead catfish reproducing. That's a big concern for anglers that they would disappear. But we're finding that they're reproducing well. Muskie are reproducing in the river now, and that's a fish that we had to start stocking back in the 1970s because the habitat wasn't suitable for them to successfully spawn on a yearly basis. Now we see that they're spawning. Smallmouth habitat has improved, and we're seeing an increase in smallmouth as well.
Removing the dams lowered the water level and left access a problem, but Wellman says they're working on that.
What we call slides have been dewatered, and what we've been able to do, we've been able to construct a couple of new access sites, one at Good Hope, and then a second one down at West Milford.
And there are several others that are in the works for the next few years to improve access to the river. The study on the habitat and the impact on the fishery is one that was scheduled to last for 10 years. I'm Chris Lawrence, and that is the DNR Wildlife Resources Report.